Pull up that clip with the fucking dude with the AR-15 and the woman with the pistol. You want to play that on my side? Yeah, fire away. This was some crazy shit. Now, is this guy at his house? Homegirl's just got a little pistol she's waving around.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
I love that they're dressed like they're going to like a polo lounge later.
Is you know? That their house?
Yes, their house. And these protesters just walking by, walking down the street. And now, yeah, homeboy's got an AR-15. She's got a pistol and she's just pointing it at people.
What are they doing? They're on public property, no?
No, they're on private property because it's their lawn.
Well, but they're on the sidewalk there in the street.
I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen with this. Okay. Well, she's on her grass.
She is.
She is, yeah. They're there. I don't know if they thought that people were going to bum rush the house or what the story is. I always wonder, though, in situations like this, because we've got.
I love that she's the like main aggressor and he's kind of behind her.
Yeah, with the AR-15.
Yeah. And she's the one that's like, I am going to fucking.
Yeah.
Kill you, motherfucker.
Now, it doesn't appear as if either of them know how to use those weapons whatsoever.
But, the way that she's holding it is
the way that they're waving it around is super suspect. Where you're just like, whoa.
Like, that's her purse pistol that she's never really shot. So
some people are saying it's a gated community. It's on a private road.
Okay.
These people have no training, but they broke down the neighborhood wrought iron fence to get into the neighborhood is what they're saying.
Oh, well then fuck you.
So, well, if that's the case, and I'm just reading your YouTube comments here, Jacob Nickel and the boys and praying for rapture. I don't know who praying for rapture is, but I like that. Praying for the rapture. I don't know who that is, but if that's the case, then yeah, I mean, fuck. I'd kind of just be posted up on my porch too with everything that I got at that point. But
right?
Strange.
And what is she saying? Get out of here?
Who knows?
Okay.
Who knows what she's saying? I saw this clip going around on everybody's Instagram today. And yeah, man.
Okay.
That's kind of where we're at with all this shit.
Sure.
But it's funny that this popped up because I always wondered in Los Angeles what this would be like as well. Because there is streets off of like Santa Monica and Pico where it's just like you're just magically in neighborhoods there with fucking multi-million dollar houses.
Mm-hmm.
What if you just decided to fuck up a house or burn it down? Like, nothing's really stopping you at that point.
Well, Ken and Karen.
Ken and Karen, right?
Yeah, who said that? Safety First Medical. Way to make us look good, Ken and Karen.
Well, that's what everybody's calling them, Ken and Karen online. So this has
been
trending on there.
So the male version of Karen is Ken. Love it.
Yeah. And I'm for that.
Love it. Look at these two.
Put that picture up there.
Look
at that. Oh, but ain't that America?
I love it.
Home of the free.
Get off my lawn.
Ain't that America?
Literally,
you
get off my lawn.
Me, baby.
He's got a good trigger finger there. She does not.
No, she's got her finger on the trigger. That is not
on the trigger,
safe.
And that's a bent. That's a very bent.
Look at it. He's flagging his own wife there. He's got it pointed right at her. What if he just blasted a fucking tit off there? You know? That would have been a crazy scene there.
Ken
and Karen, dude. St. Louis couple.
Well.
Yeah.
Whoa. All right.
Look at that white rage.
Look.
If somebody fucking
you,
busts
Karen.
Down your neighborhood, though, and in your neighborhood, what
I
are you
feel
gonna do?
I feel the frustration from everyone.
What are you gonna
on
do,
all
man?
Sides, everywhere.
I don't know about busting
it's
into people's neighborhoods and shit.
I don't know
That's
either.
A much.
It's a little bit much, because they were probably like, we just paid the fucking HOA. Now all that money is going to fucking go to the gate.
I would.
We wanted the pool open and clean.
Pissed at the HOA if that fucking happened. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Ken and Karen, though, are ready for the fights.
Oh, my gosh. I love it.
I like that he went pink collar, too, like with that.
I don't know if they were really planning
move.
On any of this.
Well, they obviously had time to go get the fucking guns. It's not like an AR-15 was sitting out by the fireplace.
Yeah,
or
but I'm sure
it?
They weren't like,
Or was
But I'm
it?
Sure they weren't like, oh, okay, well, does this look good? Like, do you know what I mean?
I do. Is that weird?
Yeah.
So I have a go-to shirt where if I feel that someone has broken into the house or possibly broken into, it's on a hanger and it's a Hawaiian shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And I put that on every time. I don't know if I feel like I'm Magnum PI with it or whatever.
Okay.
Or when the cops come, because I know there's going to be body cam footage of it, right?
Sure.
Because obviously everybody wants a stateside kill and it'd be great to fucking ice somebody who broke in. Mm-hmm. I think it's everybody's dream, every dude's dream at least, right?
Okay.
I want it. Yeah. So this is it right here. Put that picture up, right? Is that up there? This is what I always think about is like, shit, what's the picture going to be? And if I'm not wearing that Hawaiian shirt,
right.
You asked me to throw it out during the move. And I was like, no, dude, that's my fucking break-in shirt.
Because
I sleep shirtless.
Right.
And but if somebody breaks in, boom, gun's there. And then I put on the Hawaiian shirt and then I roll around. And I want to, if I'm going to be photographed, because it's going to happen one day.
Mm-hmm.
Boom, it happened to these two fuckers right here.
Yeah.
Looks like Kirsten Dunst might play her in 20 years in a movie.
Definitely.
And that could have been John Goodman maybe 10 years ago.
It's somebody.
But either way,
yeah.
Russell Crowe. Oh, I could see Russell Crowe playing Ken.
Well, he's playing a Ken-like figure anyways right now.
Great. But yeah.
In Unhinged.
Because then you worry. You're like, all right, sweet. Oh, shit.
There he is there in he is. Unhinged.
Unhinged. Oh, that's right. That movie's coming out soon.
Yeah.
But yeah, you always wonder if somebody's going to get that pic of you, you know, what are you wearing? Boom. He's wearing a pink polo.
Mm.
Very Chad.
Yeah.
1988.
Yeah.
Very Chad.
He's kicking himself now about that.
I don't think
sure.
he is, man. I think that's his fucking go-to.
Oh, okay.
And I'm not even mad at it.
Sure.
To be honest with you.
Sure.
It's not bad at all.
No.
You know, for who he is, khakis, braided belt,
mm-hmm.
pink polo. AR-15.
This is me.
Oh, but ain't this that America?
This is where I live. Rich people have no taste.
Well,
it's been shown
some
time
would argue,
and time
pull
again.
Pull that picture up one more time. That one right there.
These are two. Look at the size of their house, and look at the cut of their jib. Like, look at those clothes.
Go to the other picture that's right next
that's
to
it. That's a Chico's. Yeah, that that's one. A Walmart. Nope. Like,
yes, that one. Pop that
the
up.
The size of their house is insane.
It's fucking amazing, dude. It's great. Look, the house looks gorgeous. I'm not going to bitch about their house.
No, I'm saying like.
And their choice of weapons. Like, look, that's a nice. That's probably a nice little polite pistol for her purse. She just mm-hmm. keeps that in her, like, one of, like, three. Louis, you know, she's mm-hmm. probably got one in every bag, to be honest with you. And she's pulled this one.
Probably.
But look at his stance right now. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's some old man shit where it's like, dude, he's got some Popeye forearms on him. He was probably, you know, one of those Olympic style lifters back in the day where he just went into the gym and did deadlifts all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You're just like, oh, man, you're just doing fucking deadlifts again today. Is it deadlifts day again?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, he's got the braided belt on. He's got the khakis and the pink polo, like. I bet he fucked back in the day. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I bet he was like an Ole Miss. He looks like an Ole Miss type guy.
Okay.
Probably a delt at Ole Miss back in the day. Homegirl. Look, it's hard to go into her backstory
because
mm-hmm. I don't know.
Sure.
I don't know. But she's pissed.
She is pissed.
Definitely pissed.
Get off my
lawn.
Lawn.
Get off my fucking lawn. Ken and Karen. Back at it again, though.
Love to see it, and I get it.
If somebody broke in, though, hey, man, I understand it.
Sure.
Look, because how many people were out in the streets there? Probably 50. Looked
yeah.
like a lot. 50, 60.
Yeah, yeah.
And everybody's saying those AR-15s are only for feral hogs. They're also to protect your house now, you know?
Yeah.
I haven't just made me want to buy an AR-15.
Storm the suburbs, which
yeah.
nobody thought was going to happen.
No.
They're coming for you.
I tell you what, if I'm the NRA, I reach out to Ken and Karen. I'm like, hey, man, what do we need?
Let me outfit you.
What do we
you.
Need to sign you? Yeah.
Trial lawyers, Mark and Patricia
McCloskey.
McCloskey, of
oh,
course.
Shit. I know a Mark McCloskey.
I knew they were a Klosky.
I
knew
Mark
they
McCloskey's
were a ski.
From. There he is right there. No,
okay.
No.
Okay,
no,
so
no.
he was. He was it's well within one. His rights, I believe he's probably
trial
saying.
Trial lawyers. Goddamn
right. I believe
he's
probably saying he was well within his rights.
They know the law.
Yep.
Yeah, look at that
yeah.
stance. Put that picture up there. fucking America. Is there a, is that a Bloody Mary right there? Is that a fucking carafe of Bloody Marys?
They were having a Sunday or whenever this was.
I'm all in on Ken and Karen.
Good
now.
For them.
They were having a fucking Bloody Mary Sunday, dude.
Absolutely.
And then all of a sudden, protesters charge in. And it's like, God damn it. Karen, go get me the fucking AR-15. You know?
We're well within our rights,
yes,
Karen.
We're trial lawyers.
We're trial lawyers.
It makes
I know
me
the
hire
law.
Both of them now.
Absolutely. Their practice is going to explode from this.
Holy shit. I did not see that coming, that they were trial lawyers. That's the beauty about going live shows.
I'm loving
Fuck
it.
No,
I'm
we're not
going
to quit. To go through
it.
The full discovery process of this live on air.
Fun. That's what it's all about.
God damn it. It's about having fun. It's a lot about living, but a little about love as well. And these two fuckers met, you know, at the law firm, making it work.
Yeah.
Making their way downtown. Look at their house.
She might have been his paralegal. He may have been married before. We're like not really sure their exact story, but
no one
knows.
They
are really doing it now.
Yeah, dude.
Whatever it is, they're doing it now.
They had Bloody Marys and you fucked up their Sunday, dude. The McCloskeys.
How dare you?
How dare you, sir? Yeah, but they're getting off. They're now trending number 12 on Twitter worldwide right now. Ken and Karen. So
I love
we're,
it.
We should actually change the name of this episode to Ken and Karen, because this is big for me. This whole discovery of this is big live on air. I was not anticipating this at
You're
all.
You're really identifying with that.
I'd love a good backstory like this.
Yeah.
Because if you just see it, you know, you don't really know. And now we were able to dig into their whole past, mm-hmm. and you're like, God, the Bloody Marys is what got me. Is that weird?
Yeah, because you were like, I am them.
Probably.
Karen is me.
Throw another 20 on it on us, James. Sure. Is that us or not? You know?
Yeah.
She get a bigger gun somehow? Did she go back and get another gun?
I think
gun?
It's just the angle of that.
Oof.
They're going a little bit more down the barrel with that
Look
one.
How nice their yard is. I don't like people's shit getting fucked up like that, you know?
I bet the inside is a nightmare.
I bet the inside is amazing.
Oh, I bet there's I bet there's a lot of wrought iron, dark.
Probably.
Dark tiles. Dark,
probably.
Dark.
You think they get a sex dungeon in
tapestries.
There?
Tapestries.
You think they get a sex dungeon in there at all?
Gosh, I don't, you know.
I hope so. I fucking hope they do.
Gosh.
Because I think you got to take shit to the next level. If that's on you, right? You got an AR-15 readily available. She's got her fucking pistol there. I think you'd have to, dude.
Mm-hmm.
I think you have to have a sex dungeon in your life. Shit's going to get crazy in there.
Yeah.
With two trial lawyers, too. One of my best friends from college is a trial lawyer. Mm-hmm. He hates his life. Hates all of his shit. Doesn't listen to the show because he doesn't have time.
Sure.
Works 90 hours a week.
Sure.
And he's got all of this shit just because.
All of what shit?
AR-15s, fucking, like all the shit, because he's just like, fuck this. I don't know when the world's going to end. People are crazy. I see it in court every goddamn day is what he says. They must have as well. And they were like, hey, man, we're loading up, brother. Somebody else
Bloody
Mary pointed out. Man, if you're having bloodies on a Sunday, Bloody Sunday.
They're already half in the bag. These people are just like walking by doing nothing. And they're like, get the fuck out of here.
Is there an overhead from their house? Oh, let's see this other shot of the front door. Scroll down. Yes, that one. God damn, that's a nice house.
Meh.
Look at that.
Meh.
James is not impressed.
Mm-mm.
Michaela's not impressed over here. Amazing.
I just thought the inside I know is just the
I
worst.
Bet it's,
I know
bet
it's the worst.
Fucking phenomenal.
I know it's the worst.
I bet you their screening room is top notch, dude. I bet you they sat down and watched Scarface that night together on Laserdisc. They were like, let's crack open the laser disc. Oh, is that an overhead shot of their house? My God. Put that on screen. That is behemoth. Good for them, dude. James, not impressed whatsoever. Oh, so
I don't see anything I like.
They had to bust through the little gate there to get into their. Oh, they've got a fucking gate. They've got a gate in front of their house. So somebody kicked in the gate and decided to go in.
And started storming the mansion.
All of that is private party, private property.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, man, I'm surprised on a few bloodies that you didn't unleash. Knowing what you know about the law, I'm surprised you
didn't just
let a round fly just to do it. I'm not saying kill anybody, obviously.
I think they were more frustrated than they were, like, going to kill people.
Yeah. But I'm saying, you know, maybe, like right at the feet, like, 10 feet before their feet, you know?
Yeah.
Just to let them know that you were serious and that you were also drinking Bloody Marys.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you know? Just a little
scare tactic, but that's a nice house. That's a nice neighborhood. St. Louis. I've only been there a couple times. Not a big fan of St. Louis as a city, but they're doing it right.
Yeah.
Jesse's not impressed. Not impressed at all.
I'd pay 100.
100 grand?
180
for
that place.
Yeah, 180.
Not a penny more. Ooh. Just because I know I'm going to have to just completely overhaul the entire
Gorgeous.
Thing.
Gorgeous. That's almost like a New Orleans-style sitch.
Mm.
Man, that's nice. Jesse, because you're going to have to overhaul the entire thing. I bet you
it's
they did.
It's not going to be right.
I bet you there's
it's
a panic room in there. I bet you they got a full panic room in there as well.
Yeah.
Panic room, sex dungeon, screening room with only laser disc. I bet you they're living
water
their
beds,
lives.
Maybe.
Yeah, dude. Yes.
But like the kind of water beds that like are firm, you know?
Yeah. The firm water beds. Yeah. Because they got it in like, you know, the early 90s and they're like still believing in it.
Oh, yeah.
Son of a bitch. Look at he was pimpy back in the day as well, too. The McCloskeys. I'm going to be honest, too. You throw a white power name like McCloskey at the end of it. What's the first name you think of when a lawyer comes up, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Screech McGillicuddy and McCloskey at your service. McCloskey's a white name for a white Southern lawyer.
Right.
The McCloskeys are here. Oh, shit. The McCloskeys are here. I went off on a rant about lawyers a few weeks ago. It's true. They're all a bunch of shit bags. No matter if they're your lawyers or somebody else's. But the McCloskeys weren't having it. I bet you go and look up gun sales today in Missouri. In Missouri, from the McCloskeys, I bet you they're through the roof.
Yeah.
Makes me want to buy an AR-15 right now. I don't have one, but I'm going to need one in Texas, I have a feeling. You know? You never know what's going to happen, Jabes.
Never know.
I feel like we lived out our own crime corner on the show today.
We really did.